Are you one of those people who ignores car guards? Do you get annoyed by car guards? Do you feel like car guards are in your face? You wonder what value is added, and you get very grumpy. You see lots of people. You watch people in car parks, and you see who accepts the fact that car guards are a way of life and people are making a dignified living and are offering a service. Or you pat your pockets and you go, "Oh, sorry, I don't have any change." Well, it's going to become a lot harder to do that because there's a new digital tipping solution. It's called Tipt, and it makes it possible for you to tip car guards, petrol attendants, even hotel staff using your smartphone. It's developed by the mobile wallet solution provider MyImali, and it hopes to provide people with a cashless and contact-free tipping environment. Kimlin Temple is the chief executive and owner of Tipped. Why is it taking you so long, Kimlin? This has been a solution that's been begging for an outlet for years.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks so much for the invitation to join you and the opportunity to speak about it. Something that has been something that I've been thinking of and working on for quite some time now. And then with COVID and the way COVID has hit and the impact that it has had on everybody, seeing those just trying to earn, trying to make a living, pushed me really hard into seeing this through to fruition. And it's just that wanting to help, that wanting to instill some hope that drove us forward through these desperate times, that I think 99% of us can relate to. It was an opportunity for me to really get this going and get this out there.
How does it work? I've seen images. I haven't seen it in practice. How does it function?
So how Tipt works is we would set up each tip receiver. So let's just say, for example, a car guard. We would set them up with a MyImali digital wallet. From here, we're going to sign them with a unique QR code that correlates to this wallet, to this bank account. And the MyImali wallet functions just as a bank account would, the exact same way. You can transfer, you can accept, you can withdraw. You get a prepaid debit Mastercard attached to it as well. So you would have your car guard with their MyImali wallet, their QR code, and then me as the tipper would use a multitude of scanning apps that are available. So that's a very nice thing about Tipt is that it doesn't just use one app in particular. You can use your F&B online, Capitec online, RMB. As I say, there's a whole multitude of apps that are able to be used. I would use one of these and just use the QR reader that's built within these apps to scan the QR code and transfer the tip. It's as simple as that. It's for a free of charge service, so there's no transaction charges to the tipper himself. It's instant. It's an instant tip that is received by the car guard.
How do you
It's
make
really
money out of
simple.
it? I mean, it's all nice that you've provided this as a service, but in order for you to be sustainable, for you, in order for you to be able to get out and to train car guards and to educate car guards and say, look, you can trust Imali, it's fine, it is like a bank, and you can have this whole conversation, because it'll take some fairly feisty conversations, I'm sure, from people who like the cold hard cash in the palm of their hand to make the switch. So how do you make money to make yourselves sustainable?
So the way in which we make money, and just to clarify again, this tip was not brought about at all to make money out of car guards. It really was developed for the betterment of others. It's for those guys that pitch up and stand there in the shopping center, rain, shine, the petrol station guy, the delivery guy, the drivers. It's these guys that we are trying to support. So going into this, it wasn't ever about how can we make money. But yes, we do have to sustain ourselves. We do have to be able to drive this forward, and it does cost. And so the way in which we earn is within the MyImali wallet, within its ecosystem itself, there are value-added services, sorry. For example, your cell phone networks, your electricity. So for example, going back to a car guard will be set up with a MyImali wallet. From within this wallet, within its ecosystem, he can transact cashlessly by buying airtime and data. He can pay for his electricity, funeral cover, DStv straight out of his app. Now, these value-added services that belong to the My Mali wallet, they have a rebate agreement with us, which doesn't impact or influence the car guard themselves at all. So, for example, should the car guard buy 5 rand airtime, he gets 5 rand airtime. But that cell phone network provider will then have that rebate agreement with us, whereby okay. we get a very, very small percentage back out of it.
But if I was to donate 5 rand or 10 rand or 20 bucks or whatever it was as a tip to somebody, would they get that full amount? They would receive the full amount in cash?
No. So there is a 3% banking 3%. Charge that is charged. Okay. And unfortunately, you know, we've tried to get that down as much as we can and we can't really get around it. We'd love to obviously do this all for free. But this is what we get charged by the banking app. So, for example, as I've mentioned, Zappa, Spot, F&B, EFSA, it's a bank charge, just basically a transaction charge that is charged by them. Again, none of this comes out of or comes towards us, should I say.
But the point is when you digitize transactions, revenues go up. The guys have many of the digital transaction providers have seen this. Have you seen as well the fact that the car guards, for example, do get higher tips as a result of them being digitized?
Well, we've already seen, you know, we launched this in the beginning of March, and within the first 7 days of launching, which includes creating awareness, marketing, just getting it out there in the public, and even getting the car guard used, for example, we already saw a 23% increase in their revenue in 7 days.
Kimlyn Temple, we must leave it there. 23% increase over 7 days. When you digitize payments, things change dramatically. She's chief executive and owner of Tipped. It's a fabulous idea. Being clear is tough. It's easy to say a lot without saying anything. It's easy to sound smart without actually being smart. At BDO, they believe a better approach to auditing, tax and advisory is about clarity, being honest, deliberate and ethical as to how they think, what they say and what they do. Isn't that what your auditor should be? To learn more about their commitment to clarity, visit bdo.co.za.